This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin. Because real gangsterized players don't start fights. And
brothers always got a hot cap. Place to Be Nation, welcome back to the theater, the Laughing Theater. I'm your host, Andy Afton, and thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight, another great movie. They just keep knocking them out of the park lately. A movie that is quoted often, and a lot of people can relate to this because it really hits you home on a personal level. Professional level with your job, so to speak. But you know what? Let's get to that movie in just a minute, and let me bring in my guest first. She is the proprietor there over at the Jenny Position, and you can hear her on many shows across a plethora of podcast feeds. The one, the only, Jennifer Smith. Jenny, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Double A. How the hell are you? Long time no podcast.
Yes, it has been a while. We've kind of slowed down with the group watches because summertime, people are, you know, not out and about, but, you know, maybe a little busier, you know, doing some things outside with proper social distancing and what have you. So I'm glad to be back, though, with you. I'm glad to be back on a one-on-one show. It's been a little bit, like you just said. You know, this is your second appearance here on Laughing Theater. Your first one was one of my early episodes. I'm trying to recall what we did last time on Laughing Theater.
That's a great question.
I literally just called up. We did Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
I called up the chart. So, yes, that was fun. Oh, yeah, that was a really fun episode. And yes. You know, we've done Freak Out Driving a couple of times. And it's always a good time when you and I get together and watch a movie. And, you know, especially, you know, when we have Tim or Grooney or whoever else joining us on those fun group
watches.
Cast
of characters, man.
It is so much fun. It's like, you know what? We're going to have fun and make each other laugh. Why not record it? And maybe we'll make somebody else laugh. Who knows? So you're back. What's been going on, though? How are things in the Jenny Position?
All right. Super busy with podcasts. All of quarantine. Really focused on that. And my son has just started school back. And we chose to do remote learning.
Oh, boy.
So that means that his teachers teach him, like, in real time. Like, he adheres to a class schedule. And they change classes because he's in sixth grade now. So he has six teachers, but he's doing it all on Microsoft Teams.
Oh, yeah? Wow, I use Teams every day at work.
Every day. So he's, like, in front of the computer, like, 6 hours, basically. But we've had a lot of issues, technical and otherwise, with teachers not even showing up.
Okay.
So, basically, it's been a shit show. Ethan's still not real sure about how to feel about any of this. And I'm like, baby, we just gotta keep it together and have low expectations. Like, I feel like this is like a gap year for all students.
Yeah.
Like, just get through it and try to learn a little bit, but I'm not pressuring, like, this studious mindset, honestly. I'm like, baby, we just gotta get through the day every day.
Yeah, it's like what they call a mulligan, I guess, for this.
Yeah.
I mean, my son's in eighth grade. And he hasn't started yet. We still have a couple more weeks to go. And I believe we're doing a hybrid where he's going to go to school 2 days a week, either Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, Friday. And they're going to clean the school on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And then the other days they're not there are remote learning. So that was a lot of fun this last school year. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes.
And my other one just dropped her off at college. So,
wow.
She's only a little over an hour away, so I feel okay, and she feels okay, and classes start the day after we're recording, so she's, you know, she seemed in good spirits when we left, and I'm very happy for her, and, you know, luckily, I do know the area a little bit. I did go to this school she's going to for my first half of college, so
That's good.
Yeah, I was very familiar with the campus, and where things were and other things. So I feel better. So we're good. You know, her cat has been really all over me since she left. He knows what's going on, but
Bless his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, bless his heart. But yeah, so lots of good stuff coming on, you know, and we're going to get through all this and we're going to podcast our way. It's therapeutic.
Yep. It is. It's what we do.
Yeah. Just get together and talk about whatever. We just recorded a show where we talked about everything that happened at DC Fandom. I'm going to be doing the Disney show with Miranda and Steve very shortly. So it's like, keep up the variety, but you know what? Connect with good people to have a good time.
I agree.
All right. Speaking of good time, now, this movie is going to be a really good time. What movie are we watching tonight, Jenny?
We're watching Office Space.
Oh, very often quoted, not a box office hit, from what I can remember, but a cult classic. It really grew through rental and cable and all that stuff. It's from 1999, starring, let me get the cast list up here. We got Ron Livingston, Jennifer Aniston, David Herman, IJ Naidu, Dietrich Bader, Stephen Root, Gary Cole. Lots of funny actors in very funny parts. How come you picked this movie, Jenny?
This is like an all-time favorite movie. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny because in 1999, I wasn't even like out of high school yet. But something about this movie just like really resonated with me. And although I have been unemployed low these 11 years, I still think it's super relatable for my short time that I did get to spend in an office space.
I miss my office space right now because I'm working remote.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I was, my first 2 years working professionally, I was in an office, but I wasn't. I was more like doing logging, and I was, you know, sitting at a deck screening shows for QC, quality control. And then, you know, in 1999 is when I started my job, you know, with A&E, and that's when I got a cube and all that stuff. And I can so relate. I'll talk about it as we go through the movie, but I'm like, yep, I had something like this. Yep, absolutely. Like and I actually find myself on the other side now, like doing some of the things that I'm sure people that, you know, work with me can find very annoying. So I have little pet peeves and my OCD goes crazy when I see certain things in emails. So, yeah, we could talk about that as we go. Do you remember the first time you saw this movie, though?
I really don't. Okay. But I had to be, like, a teenager. Mm-hmm. But I do remember watching it all the time before I dropped out of college, when I was still in college. So I know it was on repeat then. So that would have been, like, 2001, 2002.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I don't think I saw it in theaters either, but I probably saw this like on Comedy Central or whatever.
Definitely.
So many times.
Yeah.
Because it's so much fun, so relatable. So Jenny and I are both rented this on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to go. We're both queued up at the 0 hour mark. So Jenny, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, on my mark. 3, 2, 1, play.
So excited.
Yeah,
so you know, it's been a minute since I've seen this too, so
I probably saw bits and pieces of it. Like, I haven't watched it all the way through for a while myself. So we have the 20th Century Fox opening logo thing coming up with the whole so it ends here now. So we're just trying to get everybody queued up.
There you go.
There you go. 20th Century Fox presents Traffic Noises in the closed captioning. Oh, God.
God, that looks awful.
Yeah, my commute.
Maybe one positive to COVID times is less traffic.
Yeah, but for me, like I don't take a highway anymore. I take like a parkway, and then I do back roads through a few towns because I don't know if I'm saving any time, but at least I'm constantly moving and I'm not dealing with trucks and stuff. But I'm like so behind on podcasts.
Because
I'm trapped in the car. I'm like, I'm listening to my podcast, and now I'm losing that.
That's true. That's a trade-off.
Here we have Peter stuck in a car, and he's watching a guy on a walker go faster than him.
Oh my God, Ron Livingston is like my type. Like, like I thought he was just super, super hot in this movie.
Well, he's a good everyman too.
Yeah, like I realize he's like a basic looking white guy, but I don't know, it's just something like really.
Yeah,
thought about him.
He was good in Swingers. I thought he was like the one, he was like the voice of reason. Yeah, that's always the way. That pisses me off. You change lanes,
and then you get stuck.
Yeah, the other lane that you were in starts moving.
And then the old man in the walker is already passed it.
Yeah, I try to like find like a car or something that's like noticeable. Mm-hmm. And look at Doug, I have Michael Bolton here. Rocking out.
Yep.
To the rap music.
He's definitely driving like a Nissan Sentra, mm-hmm, or something like that. I swear my mom had that car.
That was my first car, was a Nissan Sentra.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, it was an 82. It was a used car. I mean, I only paid like $1,200 for it or something.
Yeah, I had a piece of shit first car. It was a Geo Metro. Hatchback.
All right, here's Samir. Mother Beaches.
Yeah. So everybody's real happy when they get to work. They've already been through hell.
Yeah, and there's Milton. I was told if I'd be late, I'd be summarily dismissed, and I can't go there. I actually have, I bought a thing, it was like an Inatech, it was like an Office Space thing. It came with an Inatech mug, and it has a little red stapler, and and Jump to Conclusions mat, and all that stuff.
Oh, I love Jump to Conclusions. That's awesome.
Yeah, here comes Lumberg. Yeah.
You know, I think one of the reasons why I love this movie is I felt like it was smart comedy.
Yeah.
Like an elevated sort of humor, but I don't know if that'll hold up. I'm interested to see if I still feel that way.
And there's Peter. Not only does he have the traffic, but he's got a long walk to get in the parking lot.
Right. He's like already exhausted.
He's like, he's done. Yeah, I've done that too. Like walked in like,
fuck this day already.
It's like 10 o'clock. I'm tired already. It's like, really?
Every day he gets electrocuted by the doorknob.
Oh, God.
This place looks like where dreams go to die.
Yeah. Oh, and you're just stuck in that queue all day.
Ugh.
Those old-ass monitors, too.
That is so rough, man. He is too pretty to be here. I want to rescue him from this life.
Jenny is swooning already.
Like, I am swooning.
5 minutes into the movie.
Look at his, like, he needs to grow that beard. Look at his shadow. Like, grow your beard. Live your life.
Hey, Peter, what's
happening? Oh, this guy.
It was so funny when the TPS reports. Oh, God.
Mm.
But when Pineapple Express came out, I couldn't buy Gary Cole as a drug dealer because all I saw was Bill Lumberg.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
I'm
we're
going to
need that pot back from you.
Well, you know, sometimes you get typecast because you're great.
Yeah.
So,
oh, he was he's a tremendous character actor. I mean, he was
really is.
I mean, he was Cotton McKnight in Dodgeball, mm-hmm, and he was Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movie.
Oh, I forgot he was Mike Brady.
And they got the suspenders working there. What do you like, suspenders or belt?
Suspenders are pretty cute. But, okay, so I was going to, like, kind of go over, like, my work history because I don't really guess I've ever really, like, talked about it much on any of my podcasts because it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's fairly boring, but, I mean, relevant to this movie. So, anyway, I mostly did, like, medical billing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole, like, cubicle deal, that was, like, most of the offices that I worked in. Like, one time I had my own office with, like, a nice desk. And then they fired me when I was 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
So, yeah, because I was about to go on maternity leave.
That was nice of them.
So, it was fantastic of them. So, this whole aesthetic is, like, I know the soul-crushing feeling of the fluorescent lighting and the horrible chair and phones ringing, like it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I have a cube, but I have a window seat, which I fought for years to get.
That's good.
But I'm next to a printer, so I have people all day. And then when there's a problem with the printer,
God,
people think I know how to fix it.
Put the toner in it, Andy.
it's like you know what? I don't know. What the fuck am I gonna know?
Yeah. PC load letter.
Fixing. Yeah, oh God, we had a guy that came and started, and he broke the printer, like, on his second day.
Jesus.
Like, he pulled something out of it, because he was printing, like, this, and I was like, what are you printing your manifesto? What the hell are you doing?
Right, right. I was so, like, I was so not me in an office setting. Like, I was so timid and, like, meek. And, like, I worked hard, but, like, if anything happens, like, I'm clumsy. Like, I would just pray, please don't let this printer do anything fucking weird while I'm printing this shit. Like, I didn't want any, like, negative attention drawn to me for this machinery. So I was, like, scared of the printer 100% of the time. That was awful.
I'm sorry. She can't even pronounce his name. And Michael Bolton.
Are you related to that singer guy? Oh.
That's a coincidence. You fucking cow. At least they're together and they're cute.
Naheen in a jar.
There's nothing wrong with that name. Until he became famous.
How do you feel about Michael Bolton, Andy?
The singer? I mean, he served his purpose, I guess.
Yeah? You know? Do you have a favorite Michael Bolton song?
I can't even tell you. I'm trying to think, like...
What a man loves a woman.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, a lot of Michael Bolton songs, I think, were done by other people. He just did it in his own Michael Bolton way.
Oh, you think so? A lot of covers?
I think so, yeah. I mean, when a man does a woman, you know, that's Percy Sledge, usually. So, I mean, here we are at, what is this place? I'm trying to remember this. Oh, these
Flingers. Flingers.
Yes, these annoyings. Very annoying. I thought some pizza shooters or some shrimp poppers.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm so hungry.
It reminds me of the days I used to go
to Fridays. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays. One of the greatest lines on here. Filled with great lines. Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is like coincidence because like I just did Waiting with Grooney and we were talking about these kind of restaurants there. Mm-hmm. That movie is funny, but it is so not 2020 friendly.
No.
Oh my god, I was like
so happy you did it with Grooney.
Oh no, he was very good. He was self-edited, so he didn't.
Oh good.
We didn't say anything that we really saw or heard.
I make no promises, Andy.
Okay, I love you for that, Jenny. And this is early Jen Aniston. I mean, this is one of her first movies.
Yeah, she is stunning.
Oh yeah,
I love her in this. Because she's got a bit of an edge, but she's still, like, super gorgeous, but, like, exasperated and sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and she's so quirky, and I don't know. I love her in this.
Her pieces of flair. Yes.
She doesn't like talking about her pieces of flair.
I don't like talking about my flair. The guy who plays the manager is the same guy who played Kip in Napoleon Dynamite, Napoleon's brother.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So Peter's talking about how he's going to go see an occupational hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. And then he mentions that at the request of his girlfriend. And then he's like, I get the feeling that she's cheating on me. And they are all just like, yeah. That always took me out. And he's like, he helped her lose weight. And he's like, Peter, she's anorexic. Yeah, no, he's really good.
See, how many sugars is Michael putting in?
A very lot amount of sugars.
It's like, why drink the coffee? Just and even now I'm giving him shit about the TPS report.
This son of a bitch.
What the hell is his name again? Tom Smikowski.
Smikowski. What a name.
Oh, those staff meetings. We had something like that once.
This guy's super stressed out.
Well, they called us in a room, and they said, if you're in a room, you're safe.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was a while ago. Yeah, that happens, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it's more common these days because of... I mean, I got to tell you, it's pretty cool that they have a bar in their office park. Guy, we have a beer garden in my office park.
Nice.
It's only open. It's not open every day, and not open at lunch. If they use your mind,
they're all just like, what the fuck is he even talking about?
Well, because he's been through this stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been trying to find his million-dollar idea.
Yeah, always some... You know, that's like a kind of a little cute character quirk, though, you know?
Yeah.
A jump to conclusions, Matt. Genius.
See, this mat, and then you put it on the floor and have different conclusions written on it. Genius!
He's so proud. And they're just like, oh, God. It's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Now, what do you think about short sleeve shirts for like...
No.
I'm not a fan either. Like, I always wear a long sleeve, and if it's hot or whatever, I roll up the sleeves.
No, it's not a good... I mean, like, if you're never going to take your, like, coat jacket off, that's fine, because I'll never see it, but... I don't like a tie and short sleeves.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why? Why
does
that look bad?
I'm the same way, too. I'm like, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't have to wear a tie for work, thank God.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I try to be... We all have a really dress code, but I always collared shirt, and I wear jeans with shoes. Yeah, that's my deal.
Spiffy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, had I gone into my dad's business, yes, I would have been wearing a suit every day. I mean, he had his own insurance office for how long?
PC low letter. What the fuck does that mean? Michael hates this fax machine. The passion. So great. I love Peter's nondescript apartment. It says so much about him as its character.
Yeah, it's like nothing on the wall.
He has zero ambition. He doesn't care about anything. He doesn't want to do any of this shit in his life.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all of that is relatable, 100%.
And we hear our first singer, Lawrence.
Yeah. The neighbor through the wall.
Hey, man! Dietrich Bader, who's great in everything he's in.
He is great. Literally everything.
Oh, with that hairstyle, too. Oh, God.
Love it.
Man, that's a serious mustache.
Oh,
too.
Shit.
Oh!
Tits. You tits.
Yeah. Oh, man, I thought you wanted to see this.
Doesn't that chick look like Anne?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, why not? Lawrence knows everything that's going on in Peter's life.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I get that feeling too, man.
I couldn't stand. I was done community living. I did it for like 9 years in a condo. Just have people like on all sides of you.
Yeah.
No, I was done. Going to those stupid tenant meetings or owner meetings, whatever they were called, condo board meetings. Yeah, it was horrible. Horrible.
Oh God.
The worst were the people that owned but didn't live there, because they didn't give a shit. They just want their money.
No.
One guy was like the president of the board. Like the first couple of years, every answer was, "That's what community living's all about." I almost want to stand up. You live there, asshole.
But everything is just like so bland, white guy.
Yeah,
about his living space.
Lawrence has like this, you know, he works construction. He's outside. He's doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know. <He's> a, you get your ass kicked saying something like, case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
My job.
Oh, yes. This piece of advice from Lawrence here, where he's like, dip out on Friday so the boss doesn't see you and ask you to come in on Saturday.
See, and Lawrence always has.
You ever done that, Andy?
What, dip out?
Yeah.
Not for a long time, but yeah, I've done that in the past. Back on my younger days. You know, taking long lunches or whatever. Lawrence always has a bottle opener on him. That's important.
Of course.
Important quality to have.
Well, Peter poses the question, what would you do if you had $1 million? And Lawrence answers, I do two chicks at the same time.
Very Calvin-esque.
Oh, Calvin zero. But what would you do with $1 million, Andy? Besides two chicks.
I would, I don't know, I probably, I would definitely quit my job and then do something that I really want to do, like take the time to build something from the ground up. Mm-hmm. And I travel.
That's a very responsible answer. I expected no less.
Well, you know, it's like $1 million is not going to get, doesn't go as far as everybody would think.
Right.
So you have to use that money to kind of make some money later on. So if I it'll give me the time to sit there and whether I want to, you know, write screenplays or whatever, it just gives me a little time to, like, get that together and see if it does become something.
Or, if you feel comfortable with your financial situation in life and you're like, you know, I'm fine how it is right now. Mm-hmm. I might get a couple toys, but I'll be responsible. Or you could just blow it on nonsense.
Yeah, that too. That's fun too. you're like, oh, I'm not going to quit my job. I'm just going to
travel,
like,
the world.
Yeah,
I'm just going to, like,
go on a kick-ass vacation every year for like the next 20 years.
Just go to Fiji for like a 200 years or however long that lasts.
Go to Borneo, where a man with two sticks and a rock is king.
Yes.
Is this good for the company?
I would definitely do that. I would not be responsible at all.
Next shot, Friday's Hawaiian Shirt Day. They've done that kind of shit.
Yeah, got to keep morale up, Andy. That's how you do it. Like pieces of flair.
Poor Milton with that messy. Mm. If they move my desk one more time, I swear I'm quitting. I'm going to quit.
Do you ever know a guy like Milton?
Who complain all the time? And
yeah.
You know, I've had plenty of weird office guys. I had a former boss of mine who was always trying to be nice to him because he's like, that way they shoot me last.
Oh, Jesus.
When they come in. No, we had one guy that was, he would walk around talking to himself, looking at his iPad. Another guy that would just say these weird things out loud.
You're supposed to be extra nice to that guy, like you said.
Yeah, it's like, hi, how are you? How you doing? Good. All right. Don't hurt me.
He's trying to duck out now. Follow Lawrence's advice.
Yeah.
Lumberg is closing in on him.
We call it the cubicle farm.
Yep. This fucking slow-ass computer.
Oh, God.
MS-DOS looking motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. That's an old Mac, actually, I think.
Some shit.
saving the disk. Oh,
my God. Floppy disks. I love in the background it says Wall of Fame. Who the hell is on those pictures of the Wall of Fame?
We used to have something. We used to have something called the President's Award, where it had every year had all the people's names who won them on there.
Did you ever win?
No. No, I did not. I've been told I was voted for a couple times, but I was never won. I think they stopped doing those a while ago.
No, he's not gonna make it. Is he?
I don't know. Let's see.
Boom. Busted. What?
Hey, Peter. What? We had a VP years ago that was kind of like that. We called him Wilson, though, because he was tall, and, like, when he would stand by your cube, all you would see was, like, his eyes. Like,
oh.
like Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
So, like, that was our code word. Wilson's coming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, we had another... a boss at another job I had. The code name was Jimmy. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy's on the warpath today. Oh, you better watch out. Jimmy's coming. Oh, no. Jimmy's being a real biatch.
There are some pros to, like, working in a place like this because it bonds you with people mm-hmm. that you probably wouldn't necessarily bond with otherwise.
Oh, God, I forgot. Alexandra Wentworth was in this. She plays
Anne. Oh, yeah.
She's married to George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
She has nice legs.
Yeah. She was on Mad TV, I think, at one point. So was this guy, too. The therapist.
The bad toupee.
Yeah. Trying to remember.
So Peter's requesting that the therapist could just zonk me out so that he doesn't know that he's at work. And they come home and think that he's been fishing all day. It doesn't seem to get over too well. But he does think that he can help Peter. So he's going to hypnotize him.
I can help you.
Have you ever been hypnotized, Andy?
I cannot say I have.
No, me either. I went to a little hypnotism show or whatever at like a Ren Fair one time, but I mean, it was entertaining, but I don't know how legit it was.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily would believe in it, but
I believe in pretty much everything, so I'm not going to discredit it.
Yeah.
So he's putting Peter under, you know, like burying all his concern and his worries about his job. Like, totally blissing him out.
I mean, you have to be hypnotized to get along with this chick.
Right?
She looks so stuck up right there.
Then he starts looking a little shaky.
Oh, the doctor, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. He should have known about his pre-existing condition.
Yeah,
here.
I was going to say.
All sweaty.
Yeah.
Peter just looks so relaxed.
He is, like, way under.
She's like, is anybody else seeing this? Like, what's happening here? This is
kind of, like, really important for the rest of the movie, because you really have to buy, like, his level of, like, complete openness.
Yeah, of in disregard. Like,
yeah, yeah. So he just falls the fuck out and dies.
He's, like, totally, like, relaxed and happy and not a care in the world, and this guy's, like, dead on the floor.
Dead. And he's cured. He's so happy right now. Next day, he just goes back to sleep.
He's like, yeah.
God, this furniture. It's like IKEA single man.
IKEA, I've had many battles with that furniture getting it home. 9-hour battle with a dresser one Sunday.
Oh, fun fact about this. It's not fun, but it is a fact. I had that exact same answering machine. It always popped me every time I saw it.
Yeah, it's Bill Lumberg.
Remember answering machines?
Yeah, I remember those things.
Yep.
I had one in college. I think we had one. Yeah, we had
one. Yeah, the message was very important.
Yes. Also, being able to screen on your answering machine was very important.
Definitely.
Yes, that was really the best function of the answering machine, the ability to screen calls. It's like, I'm getting out of it. I would love to be able to stay in bed that long one day.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing? 17 missed calls.
From Lundberg.
Lundberg.
Yeah, Lumber. It's Bill, it's Lumberg.
Yeah, it's me again.
I don't know if I missed your call, I was away from it.
Oh, then he picks up the phone for Anne.
He's like, hey Peter, what's going on?
And she just blows everything up. He has no excuse, he's like, I just didn't want to go to work today.
I just didn't feel like it.
You just sit there while Dr. Swanson dies.
Embarrass me in front of my friends.
Oh, I'll go up on her ass.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
There you go, friend.
People get they get crazy, just hang up.
She breaks up with him and says, I've been cheating on you.
Which he thought was happening anyway.
Right, he knew it. And then he just goes to bed unconcerned.
Oh, there we go. We got the Bobs.
Oh, yes, the Bobs.
I love... John C. McGinley played such a great douche.
Oh.
But he was amazing as Dr. Cox.
Yes.
Like, I'm so jealous of that ability of his to whistle like that. Like...
Oh, yeah.
And you...
He is, like, all-time level heel.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. And he's so good in this.
Good old tchotchkes.
Oh, I'm so hungry. He asked the waitress out.
Yes,
randomly, as she's trying to work.
Hey, look who's back.
Oh, shit.
Look at all your flair. Would you like to have lunch with me?
Isn't she so pretty?
Yeah, like, she probably, I mean, I don't know. You think she would get hit on all the time at work?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I would be like Peter. I'd be obsessed with her.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You mean chilies or flingers?
Flingers.
I haven't had chilies in so long. I used to love going there.
Oh, my
here.
God.
Two-for-one beers.
Yes, it's kind of like a guilty pleasure restaurant. Like, you kind of don't want to admit that you like chilies.
No, I'll fully admit it. Out of all the chain restaurants, chilies is up there. Those Southwestern egg rolls. Oh, so good.
So good. I love their little chicken crispers, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the friggin' quesadilla. Fajita quesadillas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Why are we talking about this?
Because we were just, in a restaurant. Oh, here we go. Bill's going through his screen. Or Tom's going through his screening with the Bobs. Yeah, the other guy, that
trying to explain his job.
That's Paul Wilson. He was Paul on Cheers. I don't know if you watched that back then.
Not back then, but I have since.
He was one of the semi-regulars, like, background guys. He was the guy that stuff would happen when he was out of the room. He, like, missed everything. That was, like, his thing. This guy's flipping out.
I love his explanation of his job, because he basically does nothing.
Yeah.
He tries to justify it.
You are Michael Bolton. I love that this is a running gag throughout the whole movie.
Yes. I love how pop they are for Michael Bolton.
It's just a coincidence. Yeah, I make fun of my boss. He loves John Tesh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a big John Tesh fan. He's like, yeah, I got Tesh tickets. I'm like, really? Are you a Tesh head? Okay, what's your favorite song of his?
You can tell his level of desperation for having to suffer through this shit. Go along with it. Ugh, can you imagine? So cringy.
No.
Have you ever done that? Just like totally sucked up?
Yep.
Just shamelessly.
Yep. Just agreed and were with a yes man. Like, yeah, that was a great idea. No, I'm like,
ugh, dying. Okay, so she shows up for their date.
And flingers.
Good choice.
She's like, I don't think I'm allowed in here. This place is really nice.
Fancy, huh?
Yeah. This is way better than Tchotchke's. I can even like the uniforms better.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, you got that right.
She's so cute and awkward.
Yeah, she's kind of like she's kind of ditzy. Yeah.
Well, I feel like she plays ditzy.
Yeah.
To like, kind of, I don't know, maybe like feel it out, and she's just very like hesitant.
Yeah. 15 pieces of flair. That's funny. Yeah. We get to pick them ourselves.
I'm kind of into buttons. I would kind of be into that.
That was bad. That's like back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Put them on our jean jackets and stuff.
It's still a big thing, like at Comic Cons and stuff like that.
Here she goes. I don't really like talking about my flair.
Let's just not talk about that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, like being in your work thing in another place of the same thing. Like, there was this bar that, you know, was open later than the rest, so everybody would go there afterwards, so you see people, like, with all different bar shirts. Like, oh, yeah, slow night. Oh, they're here already. Yep, they didn't do good tonight. I have to take bank software. Everybody's so worried about the Y2J thing. Y2J, whatever it's called, yeah. The bug.
Y2K.
Yeah. See, wrestling in the head. So.
I was gonna say, like, what were they?
Although that was awesome, one of the best debuts. But you know, that's it's not a wrestling pod.
So I think that she is also taken by Peter's beauty and like surprised that he's funny.
And he's like so relaxed.
He's just like, I never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm going to do that either. We used to say that, like, nonstop.
I don't like my job, so I'm just not going to go.
I'm just not going to go.
I'm going to take you out to dinner and then go back to my apartment and watch Kung Fu.
Ooh.
I think he hung a nerve, hit a nerve there.
Yep, she was like, you're my...
David, like, Jenny, like, I think I'm just going to take you to dinner and go home and watch wrestling. I love wrestling.
I love wrestling. Oh no, this poor bastard. Those glasses are a choice.
Steven Root, one of the best character actors going. Yeah, they're talking about him. He's so paranoid.
Yeah. Not everybody wears glasses in this movie.
Yeah. It's like a stickler.
Bunch of nerds in a tech, I guess.
Nerd!
Nerds. Oh, Lumber's going to have to lay the law down on Milton.
What's
bad happening? News, Milton. What you got to do is you got to take this and move your desk or back.
Actually, I would get mad when people would take my stapler because since I'm right next to the printer, they would always use it and stuff. I'm like, where the hell is my stapler?
Yeah.
They're like, all right, Milton, relax.
Why? This seemed like unnecessarily petty, taking the man's stapler.
Well, because Lumberg deep down is a dick.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like, it's like a tiny microaggression that's like a huge deal.
Yeah.
okay,
but I could set the building on fire. I could set it on fire one day.
Oh, shit. Peter's come strolling in.
Everybody's got their ID badge. Mine always breaks. I have to always go to our suite receptionist to get a new thing. Because we need it to get through different parts of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, if you forget it, you're like, oh, it's like the worst. Then you have to get like a temp badge and that doesn't work everywhere. It's, ugh. It's supposed to be with the consultants right now. He's like, who?
Yeah, he's been blown off work. He has no idea what's going on.
He literally just came in to get his phone book, so.
Yeah. Imagine a phone. Did you have a phone? Yeah, we talked about phone books before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Time to wow him, Peter.
He just got his name. He's got jeans. He's got the open shirt.
Hi, Bob. Bob.
I'm just going to have a little water here.
I love his typical day speech. It's pretty great. I love the camera work here, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's really good because it's...
Yeah.
You know, it just shows, like, what's going on in his head.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in a movie, that's pretty, I think... straightforward as far as camera work goes. It's pretty cinematic looking. I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working. You ever do that, Andy?
Oh, yeah. I've had stuff up pretend that I work. See, the beauty of working in television, I could have like something playing and they think I'm screaming.
Oh, that's nice. I see.
I used to work, when I worked at MTV, it was before, like, you know, we had iPhones or iPads or whatever, and I had a CD player I would listen to on the train, but then, like, we had in-house cable, so I'd put VH1 Classic on. It was all, like, 70s and 80s stuff, and I'd have my headphones on listening to it, and I would be facing away from the TV and doing all my paperwork, and my boss literally says to me one day, she goes, how come you're always watching VH1 Classic every time I walk by your office? And I said, well, if you were paying attention, I'm not actually watching to it. I'm listening to it because I need something to keep my mind off of the ungodly amount of paperwork you make us do. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, music is perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. And he just basically lays it out.
Yeah.
I just work hard enough just to just not get fired.
Yeah. He only does 15 minutes of real actual work.
Yeah.
And they're, what, they eat this up.
Yeah, they love it.
Like, yeah, because, you know, I guess they're, like, impressed with his honesty.
His candor, yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with your layoffs. I hope your firings go really well.
You betcha.
Oh, this is one of my favorite parts right here. I've always wanted to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Whoosh. Nope.
He just walks past him.
Just walks right past him. That's baller right there.
Oh, yeah. He's got the jeans with the flip-flops on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a flip-flop guy at all. We've talked about that probably, too. Can't do it.
Oh, okay. So her boss wants her to be very meticulous about her flair.
15's the minimum.
He encourages her to do more. Like Brian, who has 37 pieces of flair on.
I just want to punch Brian. Too happy. Although Brian probably makes a lot more tips than she does.
Though. I was going to say, yeah, he probably racks up.
Here come the Chotskys to get the attitude and the atmosphere.
But she has the same exact apathy for her job and her life that Peter has. So they're actually, like, on the same level.
Yeah. Kind of a parallel, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of similar to the guy in waiting, although not as...
Yeah.
He's more...
I would imagine her apartment, it mirrors his. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, bland.
Yeah.
Basic white girl.
Alright, so they're eliminating people.
Old Tom's getting the axe.
Oh, poor Tom.
Gone. Ah, oh, then they get to Milton.
Milton Wadhams? Wadhams? You know.
Squirrely looking guy. Almost a lot.
You can't find a record of him being a current employee.
But through a glitch in payroll, still gets a paycheck.
So we, you know, fix the glitch. Poor Milton.
They don't have to fire him. They don't have to say shit. They just have to stop paying him. How awful is that?
They're terrible.
They are the worst. It's always good to avoid confrontation, apparently.
Whenever possible. I don't really do well with confrontations. Boy, that boy's just a straight shooter.
Yeah, they're... Lumberg is not impressed with their assessment of Peter.
Yeah.
I love how the one Bob gets upset, and then the other Bob is just like, I'll handle this.
Wait. Oh.
It's so little, but like, so cute.
Yeah, because, you know, McGinley Bob is just like, look, he's starting to get like a little steam.
Yeah,
here.
He's well heated.
Yeah. You haven't challenged him enough.
Oh, Bill, let's talk about your job.
How much do you spend a week?
And then they do that same camera pan. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah. I love parking this spot.
Peter's coming back to work, parking in Bill's spot. Not fucking with this door handle either.
He's like, I've had it with this door handle.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, this is baller right here.
Although he's wearing flip-flops, so yeah. Should be fine.
Yeah. and you know, good song playing. It's in this in the movie song Terminator for Charlie Star.
Yeah. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Yeah. You probably hear they're playing under us at some point during the show if you haven't already.
Oh, Lundberg had to park in the
handicap spot.
Handicap spot.
They're all jealous.
This is like great value Tyler Durden.
Oh, there's a nice Porsche there.
Oh, right. You know what I really like about this movie, too, is like everything's very economically done. Like the relationship with her and Peter, they don't like play out their like romance. They do these like sort of montages of them doing things.
Yeah.
And it seems natural, like you buy it that they're really having fun dating each other. And Peter's having a blast at work.
He just shows up and decides, I'm gonna gut a fish.
I'm gonna gut a fish right here on my TPS reports. It's like a fantasy, you know, playing out.
Oh.
All this shit that you want to do at your job.
Was that in her apartment, you think?
I don't know.
He's like, oh, good, I can see the
probably
window
so.
Now.
Yeah, he made himself a window cubicle.
It's good and it's bad. It's good because you can see out there, but there's other times like when you're stuck at work and you see people like leaving and going.
Oh, out. Yeah.
Because my office is right on the water, so there's boats and all stuff.
Oh, just shit. Like, oh, they're having fun. I'm stuck here.
Yeah. Oh, he's sitting here playing some Tetris. Yeah, you like Tetris? You good at it?
I like Tetris. I don't know how good I am at it.
It's a good time suck.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But start to go cross-eyed eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, I love how he gives him the old Lundberg. I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and get out of here.
I got to meet with the Bobs.
Meet him with Bobs.
I've had that once with my boss years ago. I said, I got a meeting with so-and-so. What? I said, I wasn't. No, they just asked me to be in this meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, you better tell me about it. It's funny, when they asked me to be me, I thought they had me confused with another Andy. Like, no, we wanted to talk to you. I'm like, okay.
Sure?
Okay.
Oh, poor Milton. How's he even get in and out there? He's like stuck between there.
He's like, I can get my paycheck. Like,
he hasn't left his cubicle. He hasn't got his paycheck. And now they're moving him downstairs into Storage B.
Storage B, yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, like, they should have deactivated his badge and everything, too, for him to get into the
place.
They
should have just said, you're fired.
Instead of doing this stuff.
They had a perfectly good excuse with all the layoffs.
Yeah.
Just leave his name in with everybody else. Why go through this? It's unnecessarily cruel.
You have my stapler.
I get it. He's the office weird guy, but come on. What's he done?
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Another great line.
Yeah, that stuff travels around the office so fast when that kind of stuff happens.
Oh shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell Peter that his friends are gonna get laid off.
Yeah, basically it's like two closest friends at work.
Mm-hmm. Entry-level graduates.
Farm some workouts, Singapore. You know the whole deal. Oh, no, of course not. I always find it's better to fire people on a Friday. That's very uncomfortable when they have to walk somebody out.
Yeah. Oh, and they want to give Peter a promotion.
Yeah.
Amazing.
As many as four people reporting to you.
Wow, he's stunned.
So this movie only made $12 million initially in its domestic gross.
Really?
But then, like I said, it was like a cult. It became a cult thing. like Jim Carrey, Chris Rock, they all, you know, started spreading around. Mm-hmm. And premiering on Comedy Central on August 5th, 2001, drew 1.4 million yeah. viewers.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, now he's going to tell Michael and Samir. Michael's a little full of himself. He's like one of those guys.
Yeah,
he thinks he's tougher than
confidence.
He is.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice because most of the guys you see in this are like kind of whiny, like meek kind of pussy guys.
He's like, you better watch it. You're going to get canned. He's like, why? He's got that little plan where it could rip off software.
Oh my God. Where every time the bank does a transaction, they round off a fraction of a cent and put it into an account. They did it in Superman 3. So that means you should definitely probably do it in real life.
Yeah. Anything you see in a movie, you should try. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good advice. They'll never even notice that, he's stealing a couple of cents here and there.
They couldn't check that code, thumbs up their asses.
Mm-hmm. Someone's to stop you from doing this.
Well.
What if you didn't have
what happened was they're about to fire you.
Cock gobblers.
Oh, yeah. He's losing it now. Meltdown at the bar.
Yeah. I'm actually being promoted. What?
What? It's not just about me and my dream of doing nothing.
It's about all of us together doing nothing.
Oh boy. They're gonna come up with a terrible, terrible plan here.
He's right, though. You're not meant to sit in little cubicles all day.
No, different. No way.
Oh, having different bosses.
That is not right, Michael.
I told him I like Michael Bolton's music. He's like, that's the worst part.
This is like a mini, like, stump speech, you know? Like, debauchery. It's like, he's hyping your man up to get him to blow up. Pretty masterful job of it, really.
Yeah.
Talk him right into it.
Here should be a motivational speaker.
I was gonna say. You talked me into it, shit, I'll do anything, sis. Boy, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Put on some pieces of player.
Yeah. So they gotta get some
ear. Oh boy, dragging him in. I think he takes a lot more convincing than Michael did.
Yeah. Superman 3? What are you talking about?
Those vertical blinds in the.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, God. We had those. Oh. Just drive me nuts. Oh, God. Here we go. Stumping again.
Samir, this is America.
They're not going to cut off your hands. This is God. He was like, all right, if we get caught, they'll put us in a white-collar minimum security prison.
We should be so lucky. You know they have conjugal visits there.
Shit. I'm a free man. I hadn't had a conjugal visit in 6 months. That's a great line.
Yeah. Come on, Samir. You're going to do it.
Peer pressure, buddy. Sorry about it. Would you do it, Andy?
If it was just me, maybe. But, you know, if I,
you would drag your friends into it?
No, I mean, if I didn't have to worry about anybody else but me. in terms of, like, I don't have anybody to support.
Yeah.
If I'm the only one that suffers from going down, then yeah, I would probably have done it.
I would have done it probably too.
Yeah, you would have done it. Yeah.
If Peter was saying what, yeah.
If Peter would tell you to rob a bank, you know, yeah, walking in the front door, you would be doing it.
Yes. Yes, please.
Nobody knows except for Lawrence. Don't worry, man. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody.
Michael goes, "Who the fuck is that?" That's great. Oh, he looks good in a suit, too. Yeah, their whole slow motion.
The little plan.
Infiltration here.
Michael looks really nervous, so.
I love how it's, like, super simple. Like, it takes, like, 3 seconds. I'm like, oh, is that it?
He looks so guilty right now. Oh, I hate those people. Hello, Michael.
Floppy discs.
A little hand off to Samir.
Again, an interesting little slow motion section here.
Pretty slick here.
Yep.
Now they gotta go do it on I guess it's, they're doing it here because I don't think it's anybody's computer.
Yeah. They never explained, like, yeah, hardly any of the
the nefarious plot
process. Yeah. Well,
that was easy. So, I guess that was it. Yeah. It was.
Oh, this fucking guy.
Oh, Drew. Not Tom.
Oh, shit.
Poor Tom.
I love his story. He found out he was getting laid off. Tries to kill himself by running the car in the garage. The wife comes home and catches him. And then he decides that he wants to live, and then he backs out of his driveway and gets hit by a car. It's not funny, but it is, because irony, you know? Like, what am I going to do with this one?
See, there's a little Ford, like, Ford Escort there. Oh!
Deleted. God.
Uh-huh. Pickup truck. Is he okay? Sorta. Broke his regular legs.
Legs. Couple ribs. He's gonna get a huge settlement. He's gonna throw a party.
All invited. About, I might take that new check from logistics.
I'll show him my old face.
Oh. There's always a guy like that in the office.
I know, right?
But, so there I was. I was chained to the bed.
A little chained to the bed guy.
And Jeff Foxworthy, he's talking about that. He goes, married people never have those stories. They're like, well, this weekend, Marge was vacuuming in her good robe. Uh-huh. And she bent over to get some off the floor. And I said, well, you know what? I can watch Wheel of Fortune anytime. Call it a great right. present.
All time.
Oh, yeah.
Epic scene of cinema. One of my most favorite uses of music. Mm-hmm. And which they go to a field and beat the shit out of the...
Look at Samir looking like Booker T there with that scissor kick there.
I mean, they really get aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, we've had machines like that. We still have a fax... We have the same fax machine in my office since I started in 1999.
Of course.
I don't know how that sucker's still alive.
Oh, neither.
I had a coworker that used to beat the crap out of the computer before we went to laptops.
Oh my god, this is so great.
Somebody was like, yeah,
I love when he grabs it and like beats it with the like butt. The, yeah. Michael, die, motherfucker, die!
Michael's like the type that would curb stomp somebody for reals.
Yeah, and he starts punching it.
I literally have to grab him.
Oh my god.
This is what happens when you don't have a conjugal visit for 6 months.
Oh my god. Hilarious. So many years of aggression.
Let me at him. Let me at him. Let me at him. That's great. He takes a piece of it home like a souvenir.
Did they party all night?
Look at Samir in the break dancing.
Mm-hmm. These white guys dancing so great.
It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. We're good.
I don't know. What's your confidence level?
Well,
feels like they got away with it.
Yeah.
Joanna's like, what the fuck happened in here last
I'm not liberty to talk about it. Kind of digging her in that t-shirt, though.
I know, right? Same.
How you doing?
And then he totally spills the fucking beans about the whole thing.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not supposed to tell anybody. I'm going to tell her.
You know what I love about this scene? The giant Pepsi cup and then the cup holder that is attached to the window seal of the car. Because back then, the cup holders were luxury items in those cheap-ass cars. You had to buy the little... Oh, God, we had them. It was awful. So many drinks spilled with those things.
Oh, yeah. We still have drinks spilled anyway for kids, so
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So she's basically accused him of stealing, and he's trying to explain how it's not stealing, although it is stealing. Then he does the infamous penny in the tray comparison.
With 7-Eleven.
You know, the penny's for everybody. And they're whole pennies, but he's only taking fractions of pennies from a much bigger tray a couple of million times.
Yeah, it's just extra money.
And she's just like real matter of fact, like, that seems kind of wrong to me. Don't you have to get up in the morning and put on your pieces of flair?
She's like, I'm not taking money out of the register though. Maybe you should.
You know, the Nazis had pieces of flair that they made the Jews wear. One of the most quoted lines in this movie.
This is probably like their first
That's
little
a desperation
tiff
comment
the
right there. Like, oh my god. Oh, fucking god. Tom.
Poor Tom.
He is annihilated. But he wants to have a fucking party, I guess. Jesus Christ. He's so happy. He's like...
She even looks cute in that hat. That's terrible.
I know, and nobody looks cute in those hats.
No.
It's amazing. Oh, no. His jump to conclusions, Matt. And the conclusions are so stupid.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you got your settlement. Yeah, he's messed up.
Yeah, real messed up.
He's got that Regina George.
How they let him go home like that? Jeez. I mean, should he not be in the hospital?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's anything else they could do for him, just as long as he just has somebody.
Well, he should be laying down and somebody taking care of him, I feel like, with a constant morphine drip. That's what I would need in that situation. But he went home and made a jump to conclusions, Matt.
Oh, there's Drew.
Oh, Lord. This giant silo in the background always tripped me out.
Who is this guy? I'm trying to remember. Like, what's his purpose?
Oh, he's a lawyer, and he's like talking about how minimum security prison's no joke.
Oh yeah.
And the clue, the trick is to beat somebody up on the first day.
I think I'm the biggest guy in the stand.
Also, they're drinking Miller Genuine Draft. I used to drink Miller Genuine Draft just because they drink it in this movie.
Well, I thought I saw Michael with Dos Equis.
And then we named our cat Miller. The beer.
He's like, yeah, Peter, way to go. All right.
Oh, this is a very important scene in which Gross Drew tells Peter that Joanna has fucked Bill Lumberg.
Yeah.
And blows his mind. Actually, he says, Lumberg fucked her.
Yeah.
And of course, you know. Oh, God, his face.
Yeah. That's all he could think about. He just can't get that out of his head.
Maybe it wasn't a good idea for you to sleep with Lumberg. Oh, Lumberg. How's she still drinking that same cup of Pepsi?
I don't know. Well, maybe
this is after the party.
Maybe it's Diet Pepsi.
An endless supply of Diet Pepsi in this cup?
I don't know.
And then he's just berating her. She's like, eh, it's not that bad.
He's like, yeah, you gotta relax.
But it's none of his business to question her on who he slept with.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. While he's robbing.
She gets very Rachel-esque.
Yeah, quite Rachel-y there. At least I never slept with Lumber.
We were on a break!
She's like, fuck this shit. Gets out. Say goodbye to Lumber for me!
Oh god, this dream sequence.
I know, it's crazy.
I just
the foot scene.
Oh,
you love the foot scene.
I don't like the foot. I don't like the feet.
That's hilarious, though.
Not liking that stuff.
The attention to detail, like how his chest is all sweaty. That's great.
And he's got the cup of coffee, wearing his glasses.
Fantastic.
Peter wakes up in the cold sweats. Oh, I hate those.
She's like, I don't want to be at work. This sucks. And her boss is giving her shit again about her pieces of flair.
What about my flair?
Your lack of flair.
That'd be funny if they made a wrestling reference. You want some flair? Woo! And she like walks out.
Woo! After she flips him off here?
Yeah.
She loses it.
Like your pretty boy Brian over there.
Why don't you just make the minimum 37 pieces of flair? She wants to express herself. But not through flair.
Right there. That's something everybody wants
finger
to do.
Finger in his face. Whole restaurant flipping them off. Done.
I'm out of here.
That's a great scene. I love that scene. Peter's checking the balance on the Superman 3 heist.
Superman 3 heist.
And there's a fuck ton of money in it. $300,000 in that. Yeah. Panic time.
Son of a beat sheet. They're all yelling at Michael.
It's your software.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I'll be panicking.
Probably. They said it was going to take 2 years. Well, it did work. Yeah, it worked too well.
You put a decimal point in the wrong place or something? That sounds like my luck.
Well, don't you know?
Oh, turning it back around on Peter. This is all your idea.
Let's not try to get pissed off at each other.
Okay, let's not yell at each other. Yeah, close the account. Oh, that cake looks so good.
Oh, those, like, you know, 3 o'clock. You're never going to see that again in office.
Nope.
I had a coworker that would be like, can I have my piece before they blow the candle out?
Well, smart.
Well, now, yes. Back then, it was annoying.
No, I mean, still pretty smart.
Don't spit on the cake. There you go. I want to get that started there. Here you go. And they pass the cake around.
Give me that cover piece, bitch.
Yeah, and you go for that like 3 o'clock sugar rush.
Oh my gosh.
Poor Milton's about to take a bite. Now, Milton, don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. Make sure everyone gets a piece. But last time I didn't receive a piece.
Oh, I can't stop fantasizing about the buttercream in that cake.
Oh, yeah.
That corner piece. Oh.
Oh, look at all that frost.
Oh, that's so... Yep.
Oh, poor Milton. That's messed up.
Savage. But no, that's when I would have lost it right there. Don't give me no cake. Burn this motherfucking down. Brainstorming continues. Maybe they could launder the money.
That's a great idea.
How do you launder money?
I don't even know what that means.
Do we know any coke dealers? Because of coke head.
These guys are just going to be somebody's bitches in prison.
Yes, definitely. Milton. Oh.
Milton, what's happening?
Just eating his cake.
He's still eating that same piece of cake.
Came down to the basement to eat the cake in front of Milton.
Just to be even more of a
what dick. An absolute dick.
I haven't received my paycheck. Get yourself a flashlight.
Oh my god. Oh no. The red alert.
Happened. Oh, see, that's a light. Ugh.
Oh, so bad.
Oh,
he's like, okay, but this is the last straw. I didn't warn y'all.
Is this your favorite Stephen Root part of all time?
Gotta be, right?
Between that and Jimmy James on news radio.
Yeah.
So good.
Then they look up money laundering in the dictionary.
Couldn't Google it yet.
You guys can both eat my ass.
He didn't know that?
Before he moved to Atlanta. You mean Ron Lumberg, the Intertrode guy, the young guy? Yeah, who do you think I meant, Bill? Their children would have hooves. He's like, oh, shit.
It's probably just Lawrence. Oh, God, Orlando Jones. Mm-hmm. Good evening. My name is Steve. I'm addicted to, used to be addicted to crack, and now I'm staying clean.
Selling magazine subscriptions.
He's so funny in everything he does.
Oh, he's great.
One of my wish list for the show is The Replacements.
Oh, where, God, I love that movie.
Clifford Franklin. Mm-hmm. This poor guy just wants to sell magazine subscriptions. They're asking him about
money laundering and drug dealers. Oh, no.
So it just helps me sell magazines.
He's an unemployed software engineer. Wah, wah, wah.
Just like they are.
No. So they're like,
he makes more money doing magazine subscriptions.
They have done spilled the beans to this guy. And then one of my favorite lines. What am I going to do with 40 subscriptions to Vibe? Love it.
Should have never done this. How can the Neanderthals be so good as we suck at it?
They're all fucked. We are going to federal pound me in the ass prison. I don't want to go to any prison.
Especially not that one.
Definitely not federal pound me in the ass prison.
Don't worry, I'll think of something.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing, Peter.
Yeah, thanks for telling us we were getting fired. We would have gotten very bad man, Peter. Do you think the hypnosis has worn off by now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel like it probably has.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's not so happy. He wasn't so happy-go-lucky for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, he wouldn't have flipped out about the whole lumber thing with Joanna.
That's true, yeah. The gradual wearing off and then the gradual, like, fucked upness of his life.
Even Lawrence, yeah. Like, I don't want you to mess up my life.
Too. Yeah. Another dream sequence. I hereby sentence you.
So you're not Jabad.
No less than 4 years in a federal pound me in the ass prison. Trite and meaningless life.
Yeah, well.
You're a very bad person. Judgment.
We all have our faults.
That's a fucking savage burn. A trite and meaningless life.
And he decides he's gonna confess.
Yep. Gonna get the money back. Give it all up.
Wow.
Is that what you'd do if you got caught? What would you do?
Well, if we were gonna get caught. Oh, look, she got a job at Flingers.
Yeah.
I mean, to take the fall for the friends, yeah, probably.
Aw.
Depends on how close friends we are.
Yeah, I like casual friends.
Yeah, if they're just like an acquaintance or tertiary friend, yeah, you're on your own.
How did she? I wonder how she got the job at Flingers since she like totally flipped off her last boss. Like, surely she could put that one on her resume.
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of rivalry going between those restaurants.
Oh, good point. You worked for the enemy.
Yeah.
And I flipped him off, and I came over here.
Mm-hmm. It's much nicer over here. I'll have to wear flair. Mm-hmm.
She looks so pretty, he's apologizing.
I don't know why I can't be like everybody else.
Most people don't like their jobs. That's why it's a job.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's a great apology.
Yeah.
And she's great for letting him off the hook on it, too. Oh, this guy. Get a room, you two.
Ah, he flips him off. I hate that guy.
Oh, what a douche.
Is he parking lumber spot? Doesn't matter, it's like nighttime.
Nah. Well, here goes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you're like,
dumb.
You get that feeling like once you.
Yeah,
once,
oh like, God, what have I done?
It's like dropping something in the mailbox, like, yeah. All right, that's it. I can't.
Then he goes back for it.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's done. I'm going to have to live with it.
Well,
that's it. It's done.
This ass will never be the same again.
That instant regret right there. Then Mr. Lumberg told me to talk to payroll, and then the payroll told me to talk to Mr. Lumberg, and I still don't have my paycheck.
The and unlikely hero of this story.
Yes. This poor receptionist is just like,
I know, right? She has no idea.
But I'm gonna burn this place down. Where is Lumberg? Billy's still muttering. Let's get my stapler back.
Oh boy.
And the door was unlocked the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great catch.
He just goes in there to get his.
Yeah, I love how he's packing to go to prison. That's great. Or is he going to run, you think?
I don't know. I think he's. I don't know, I think he's gone. I think he's prepared to go.
Think so? Like, does he expect to be able to take a duffel bag with him? It's not camp.
No, it's not. Yeah, I know, man. That's some hair he's got going there.
I guess he's gonna go turn himself in?
Yeah, I guess so.
Why write the letter then? You know?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
Watch out for your cornhole.
Yeah. That's great advice. Oh, shit. What is going on here?
Oh,
is little... your building on fire?
We had a fire on the roof once. A transponder blew.
Oh, no.
Well, it happened like 4 in the morning. Like, we came there, we're all like, everybody standing in the parking lot. I'm like, we had to like work at all these different locations until they could get it repaired. Oh.
Oh boy. Wonder what he used to start the fire. Probably those files from
the TPS reports.
Yeah, the TPS reports. And some fucking gasoline.
He's just walking away.
Just walking away?
I think Peter knows what happened. He probably heard him muttering that he was gonna burn the place down.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely figured it out. Great.
There goes all the Kathy comics and the
everything
Myers.
Just melts.
I'd be mad because I have all my like my collectibles on my desk.
Oh yeah, well shit.
My cars and my Star Wars stuff. Yeah, I found the red stapler.
Yeah, he wants to keep that one. I love that he's like employed to clean up the ashes of his former job. Literally.
Yeah.
their demo. There's Michael in his short sleeve shirt. Tamir with his colors. Penetrode, intertrode, whatever. <it's>
In a trude.
If I get you a job there. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Michael with his calculator watch.
I know.
Those are big in the 80s. Jeez. I know for people.
They're behind the times.
I know people are still wearing them in 99. All right, take care.
All right, well, he seems happy as a lamb now.
Yeah.
Cleaning up, making bucks, getting exercise, working outside. Fucking A. Fucking A.
Yeah.
What a beautiful ending.
Well, it's not over yet.
Well, practically.
We got our little epilogue here. Yeah, we get the little reveal. It's not the reveal like we got in Wild Things, but still, it's pretty cool.
What a comparison, yeah. Harry.
Excuse me, can I ask for... I said no thought on the margarita, but I had thought on it. Lo siento mucho, señor. Pina Grigio. I won't be leaving a tip.
His t-shirt's perfect.
I eat the worm.
His fruity drink is perfect.
We did a thing in college once. We had to get in a circle and had a bottle of tequila with a worm in it. It had to keep going. Everybody had to keep taking a swig until that worm was gone.
Damn.
Yeah, so one of the reasons I don't drink tequila anymore.
One of the many reasons.
One of the many reasons. Sometimes the smell, I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Great movie.
Yes, very, very good. So what do you think happened? Milton found the envelope?
Yeah, definitely.
And then he's just like, all right, I'm just going to burn this.
Just burn this fucking place down.
Burn this motherfucker to the ground.
Take this money and dip out. Genius.
That's awesome.
It's like Usual Suspects, like... Kaiser Sose on that motherfucker.
Yeah, that was a better comparison to Wild Things.
Although,
that's like one of my favorite like closing credits because they show you all the stuff, how they did it.
Yeah.
Yes, we're getting the stars, I guess. Well, I know Jones is Steve. Ha! His Dom. I don't know what his point was. He really didn't have a point. He was like Lundberg's right hand, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm working at Hooters now. It's very cool.
And then the white guy dancing. Love it.
Yes. So, Jenny, awesome pick. Lots
Thank
of fun.
You.
And so, what do you have coming out soon or that's up that you want to direct people to check out?
Well, in this time of quarantine, I have been super busy with the podcast. So, I have a lot of stuff to talk about. I'll just mention a couple things on the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed. There's a new episode of Jenny and the Gems where we looked at the SummerSlam Spectacular from 1993. So that's a fun show. Mm-hmm. And then I have PTB NXT, the TV going leading up to the first takeover. Those three episodes, Jacob and Tim and I talked about those, and that's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a new Talkin' WCW soon, in which me and Tim and Greg discuss Paul White, the Giant.
Ooh!
And that ended up like being a really fun show, too. So there's your wrestling content. In addition to that, you can find me on the North-South Connection podcast feed. I have several shows over there, ECW, which is called Extreme Three-Way Dance, mm-hmm. and then the TNA Never Dies. Both of those chronological watches, insanity on both of those shows. Also, I have a new show over there. It's called Shrink Wrapped, The Psychology of Superheroes. It's kind of different, sort of experimental. Me and Tim and our friend Sean Kidd looked at that, and we've approached comic book stories from a different way. It's not a straight review of a comic book run, but you will learn about the comic book run, and then you will also dissect a superhero from a psychological point of view. So it's not the usual me and Tim fare. It's a little bit more artsy, so I hope you like it. It was a blast to do and to create, so check that one out. As for me, I have a feed. It's called Jenny Position. My shows are on there, Geek and Sassy, Freak Out Drive-In, Talk and Pop, Bianca's First Time. You heard about Pluto. I make a lot of shows over
the
there.
Journey Through Infinity.
The Journey Through Infinity. Our newest one of those is about the Guardians of the Galaxy. So, also an amazing movie comparison in that show as well. And a show that I'm not on called Brother Sister Rewatch, which is our friends Kevin and Mary going through The Office, and they're on season 7. So that's a weekly show that I'm not actually on, but I love. And that should be enough.
I think.
Kind of it. Anyway, you can keep up with all that on my Twitter feed at Jenny Position, and I'll post links to everything. And that's it.
All right. Very cool. As for myself, over on the PlayStation Wrestling Network, I have some stuff in the works, so there'll be a new Evolution hopefully within the next few weeks, as well as a new Great Debate Wrestling. So keep an eye out for those here on this very feed, the Place of Nation Pop feed. The latest episode of Pop Goes the Classics, we're going to be doing Saludos Amigos and Three Caballeros. That should be out by the time you hear this, as well as a special podcast. We haven't done one of those in a while.
Nice.
Yeah, we got to get the DC content up on the site, on the feed, a little more. We did a reaction show, basically, to DC fan. We talked about all those great trailers that dropped, not only for the movies, but for the video games. We talked about the TV, as well as we said they're going to have another one, so, which Sean, and that was myself, Sean, Scott Shiflett, and Miranda, and they think that there's going to be another fandom event, and they may focus primarily on comics. So when that happens, I'm hoping to have another reaction show, so we can, you know, get some more of the comic experts. I mean, those guys were tremendous. I mean, I was basically an MC and just let them bring the goods, which is okay.
Awesome.
And please make sure. Also, check out, we got more episodes of Laughing Theater coming soon. Rob Killer is going to come by. He's going to watch Wayne's World with me, as well as Jambalaya Jake. We're going to watch Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. There should be
nice.
A new year in pop, 1985, coming out in the next month or so, as well as the next episode of Blockbuster Rewind, where Sean Kidd is going to join myself, Scott, and Eric, and we're going to talk about the Batman films. And we're going to focus on the Michael Keaton, Tim Burton, Joel Schumacher, the Clooney, Keaton, as well as the 1966 Batman movie. Really enjoying the ride that show has been taking me on lately, so keep up that. Don't forget to check out all the feeds like we mentioned, PlayStation Wrestling Network, North-South Connection, and Jenny Position. Don't forget to check out the PlayStation.com, the site. Content up there all the time, new content. We're trying to get new writers, so if you have any ideas, reach out to us. And also check out all of our Facebook pages, Twitter, Instagram, the socials. Great Song for a Movie Tournament is going to resume. Hopefully we can make it work with some different voting techniques. So keep an eye out for that. And yeah, I think the song It's Good to Be a Gangster is still in it, last time I checked. So I gotta be honest, I did enjoy a little bit of a break from the daily posting that the tournament required.
It's grueling.
But, you know, we're gonna fly through this once we get going.
Yeah.
But I want to say a big thank you to my dear friend, fellow podcaster, the queen of PlayStation Nation, Jennifer Smith, for joining me here in Laughing Theater again.
Thank you for having me, Andy. I had a blast.
I did too. And for those of you out there listening, thank you for listening. But for now, the theater is closed, and we'll see you at the next showing. Take care, everybody.
Oh God.